doing this hot box right now?
Hot box.
God.
You're listening to the hot box at www.spiderostudios.com.
Woo! You're listening loud and clear and probably...
The hot box.
Yeah. We're hot. We're hot. We're in a box.
It is a box. There's windows.
Yeah, but this is about as boxy as it gets. Like, I mean, I never want to be boxed in except only if it's in the hot box. And I mean, yeah, I mean, shit, man, hot boxing it up with my best girl.
Yeah, all the time.
With my main box, bitch.
We're smoking. I'm about to try a drink of some homemade beer.
It's not weed whiskey, though.
Are we ready?
Though.
Here we go.
Oh, what is it called? We'll drink it first. She's drinking it. She's drinking this homemade beer out of a growler, like a lady with her pinkies out and everything.
Hey, you gotta let me get a sip of that sap, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
You will sip and sap all day.
Nice.
Yeah, you
if you're
you
out
gonna
there.
Get it, even if you don't want it, it's coming your way.
Cool.
You should call us at 1-800-893-9562. We love callers. You know that. We love to harass people that call us.
Yeah, we do.
Give us a call before we call you.
Yeah, because the minute that Mindy or myself, the minute that we start calling people, it's gonna get pretty wrecked. Like, it's gonna be me basically shouting obscenities at senior citizens, and Mindy laughing at Christians, and nobody wants that. I've seen Mindy point and laugh at Christians, like, to their faces, and be like, "You look ridiculous." It's your hobby.
Yeah, maybe.
You have some not good games that you like to play.
Maybe.
That might be one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I never tried this
future
beer.
Future idea. Mary's going to chug the beer. I'm going to tell you about some upcoming episodes. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I want to have a prank call special where we get like 5 of the sickest prankers in town in this room and we go all out. You will love it. I would love it. We also have found that magical person. That person that we've been looking for since the show began. That person who has never, ever smoked marijuana, but is willing to come into our hot box and try it for the first time. Epic?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even use the word epic that much, but...
I overuse it. Everything's epic in Mindy world.
Oh, no, totally. Actually, well, Mindy herself is quite epic. Dude, I just did the most, like, stoner, like, classic stoner maneuver. While holding my chili mango lollipop that has fuzz on it because it's been in my purse for like fucking 5 years, I took a swig of beer out of this giant growler and then one-handedly grabbed the pipe while still holding the lolly and lit it. So,
but you lit the lolly.
I almost lit the lolly, yeah.
Lolly lighting.
I was a lolly lighting son of a bitch for a second there. It's not my fault though, you guys. It's been a busy week and it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, well, we are so stressed out with doing this epically hard show that we're going to take a 2-minute break so that we can hit the weed and so that our kind sound man, Jeremy, can run in here and hit the weed.
And he's going to run. Actually, he's going to promenade into here.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'm waiting to get in there.
He's doing some weird knuckle rubbing in
there.
Yeah,
I'm rubbing my knuckles.
He rubbed it. Dude, our sound guy, Jeremy, just rubbed his knuckles like fucking...
He's like, weed.
Yeah, Mr. Burns and shit in there. Exactly. So yeah, we're going to play something that the band kind of has my last name, not really.
I'm trying to get this link to
work. Oh, it's buffering. You guys, this is something that you never want to know is happening.
Is YouTube going extra slow today?
Yeah, YouTube is on crazy go nuts alert because me and you were on the airwaves. And
you got to set that shit up early, dude.
She did. I thought I did. I think that she didn't really load it properly.
Man. Did I? Let me click on things.
Until then,
we'll find a song.
Slob on my knob, like corn on the cob. Check
Mary
in
will
with
just
me and do the job. Lay on the bed and give me head. Buffering still. Don't have to ask. Don't have to beg. Juicy is my name. Sex is my game. Let's call the boys. Let's run a train. Oh, fuck. Squeeze on my butt. And pull my nuts, natural curly hair. Please don't touch. I don't know the rest of that 3-6 Mafia song.
Please don't touch because she's sucking on my nuts.
That's the best, yeah. That's the best I can do in a pinch. Like, that's why I shouldn't sing to children because when most people think, you know, lullaby, I think 3-6 Mafia. So I'm not babysitting for anyone because I can't. Ooh, I know what to do.
What should we do?
This. click that one.
Or Mary. I could just like play a song quick. Or
play
something.
Anything
play
quick.
Play something, but so it has to be good.
It has to be good.
Yeah. I can't guarantee that at all.
Okay.
You know what? Play some Tiny Tim play or some Rascal Flatts and we'll be fine.
And then
that's
we'll
how
be
bad
back
we need
and
to
we'll tell you about
our It's not going to be guest. Like fucking Frosty the Snowman on acid or anything. Like, what was that
Can
shit?
It just Cosmic? Be Frosty
Porno
the Snowman?
Helmet? Yeah. No, none of that. Oh, that's a good choice. Wise choice. Yeah. Oh, now we are.
Oh, now we're back.
Wow, if you guys were listening to that song on the radio, it would have segued into Livin' Loving Maid. But if you listen to it just like on, well, on here, obviously, and on like your album, it would just be on its own. But it's weird. It's there's two songs that segue really strangely on the radio that like I hear them so often that I'm expecting the next song. Like every time every time that song ends, I'm expecting to hear immediately after it goes, ha! With a purple umbrella and a 50 cent hat. Like it goes into that on the radio. I'm not kidding. And the same thing with that one Green Day song that's like, I'm having trouble. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, that's why I fucked up on that coming back into it because
you
I
were waiting for living.
Happen,
you, exactly. Yeah, you were waiting for. I was waiting for Living, Loving, yeah. Made. Like I'm always expecting it.
Yeah.
And the Green Day song does it too because I'm pretty sure on the CD. I think I don't even remember the name of this.
I didn't even notice that it was a transition because they always play that song like right after. You know.
I think it was issued like that back in the day when they used to issue things to stores. Like
issue.
Like you could actually buy a single.
Yeah.
Like I got this single with a bonus track, but like that one Green Day song
cool
does it too.
Singles.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I know that song. Dun-dun.
Yeah. It's like, and then it goes into like this other song, this like sped up song called, it's like one's called Insomniac and one's called Brain Stew. And I don't know. I don't know what album they're on. It's not Dookie and it's not whatever their shit ass ones were past that. But I actually do like the song and I like the one that comes after it. But like if you listen to it like on a CD or on iTunes or something or on Spotify, that song doesn't come on after and you're like waiting for it and you kind of miss it. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird because when I was in middle school, I would make mixtapes off the radio all the time.
Yeah,
so now
too.
When I hear songs, I'm like expecting what was next on my mixtape and then I get bummed when I don't hear it.
Dude, I used to do that to a point where like I remember one time I recorded for accidentally recorded over something. For a second. And so now every time I hear, do you remember that Toadies song that's like, do you wanna die? Like,
oh man,
it's like,
I don't know.
Like it starts out like way different than that. Like it's like something about like, oh fuck, I'm so faded. I can't even think of how that song starts. It's like, make up your mind. And I'll promise you I will treat you. I don't know.
All right.
If I knew how it started, it'd be a lot easier. But I recorded that song off of the radio, like off of a radio station, the alt rock station. And then for whatever reason, I fucked up when I was recording it. And so now when I hear it, I don't like I expect to hear that weird little like blip because like that's the first way that I used to listen to that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to send you that song or something or make you listen to it right after this show because you should know it.
That's cool. I have my Nirvana tape, my Nirvana Nevermind tape.
Like, that you recorded?
Well, no, the actual tape, but there's a section of it where the tape got fucked up and I thought I fixed it. So there's like a
did you rewind
section,
it with a pen?
Yeah, where yeah. It's backwards on each side.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's creepy.
That is creepy. Dude, oh, really quickly before we get into it and bring on our wonderful guests, it's creepy that I have been trying to get fucking Huell Hauser on the show and mentioned him a couple different times.
Oh yeah.
And he is not living anymore. Like
there
and
goes
that's like
your
a,
hopes and dreams.
That's a recent development, you guys. And do you want to know how many people have texted me and sent personal messages to me saying like, "Hey, I know how much you like Huell Hauser. I'm really sorry he's gone." And I'm like, "I don't know, maybe you should
sorry
like
for your loss,
yeah,
Mary."
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, "Wasn't Mary just like talking about Huell Hauser?"
I've been And well, what's even weirder is like, you guys, like I've been messaging him, like whatever his website is, like I've been trying to actually actively.
Did you send him any naked pictures?
No,
No.
I mean, I'm nothing if not a lady when it comes to Huell Hauser. You got to treat him with kid gloves. I mean, he's a saint and he should be treated as such. But yeah, no. So, I mean, I'm sad that he's gone, but it's weird that I've been like I think there's three different episodes where I've mentioned him or something. But let's not talk about people that don't live. Let's talk about people that do live because there's,
like
we have our guests, the Muertones, which actually, ironically, I think muerte may or may not have to do with not living, if that sentence even made sense. Anyway,
we'll find out
because this is going to be an epic
interview.
Let's get him in here after this. Wonderful commercial.
The hour song.
Of their song.
This is their song, so bring them on
This
in.
Is them being yeah. them, yes.
Music.
Wow, wow. All right, we're back.
Hot box with the Muir-tone.
The Muir-tone.
The Muir-tone.
Muir-tone. Muir-tone.
Oh, darling, darling gringo Mindy.
I know.
No, that's a funny thing. It happens so everywhere we go.
I bet you guys do get a lot of where like somebody like trips over it. They're like, why are all these vowels next to each other? Yeah.
No, my favorite one is someone sounded like the Thundercats when they said the name. They were like, the Muir-tone.
I think the coolest one that we heard was the Mertens.
Yeah, the Mertens.
The Mertens probably was the coolest one.
You know what the Mertens would be if you guys were the white versions of yourselves?
Exactly.
But you all had to wear like matching sweaters. But but that's not what you're up to. These are the Muir-tones, and they are here, and you guys should...
Hello.
You should go around and
introduce yourselves. You're the Muir-tones. You're our guests.
Thank you.
And we're happy to have you.
Oh, well, we're happy to be here. My name is Fred, and I play bass, and to my right...
My name is Rob. I play the drums.
Woohoo!
My name is Jose. I play guitar.
We call him Chato.
Chato.
Chato, for short.
Going by Chato today. Yeah.
Short for Chaco Taco.
Chato Taco.
We call them Taco, too.
You know what? I kind of think
we had chocolate.
I wish we had Choco Tacos. I would, even if it was just a taco shell, like some Hershey Quick, I'd probably like,
I'd probably crack off on that.
It right now, yeah.
Some cinnamon and marshmallow. Yeah.
No, I actually don't want to eat a taco shell with, but Choco Tacos are actually, grocery store ones are better. Ice Cream Man Choco Tacos are a total bummer because they're like old, so they're like,
crusty.
Squishy. Same with, I like big sticks, like the big purple and the big orange and red ones.
Oh.
But at the Ice Cream Man, they're always like frosted to shit. Like you can't enjoy that.
Freezer burned for like 2 years. They've been in the back of the freezer.
Yeah, like they're like from like another year.
Have you tried a Mangonada?
I'm sorry?
Mangonada?
No.
It's like a gelato.
It's a raspado. He's lying.
Yeah. It's kind of like a gelato raspado. Mango and chili thing.
It's the Mexican equivalent.
I put Tapatio on mangoes, like slices, but that's just raw mango. I haven't gotten too fancy with my fruit intake. I don't eat very much fruit.
My friend calls it the Aztec candy. Yeah.
The Aztec candy.
It's got like tamarindo, you know, tamarind.
Yes.
And chili and mango and lemon, and it's pretty dope.
All right.
I eat gummy bears, and that's the extent of my fruit eating.
He doesn't have taste buds. He eats Subway and stuff. I do pineapple with chocolate and
you know, I don't have anything wrong.
Maybe
I got spicy chocolate.
And spicy chocolate.
And then I freeze them on little sticks.
You wild bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting all crazy in the kitchen.
And then I do it with bananas sometimes.
I picture you, like, with, like, crazy, like, calypso like beach party music playing in the background, and you're just like buck wild in your kitchen like, let's just throw a bunch of shit together.
I like to listen to upbeat jazz when I do dishes or cook.
Really?
Like Squirrel Nut Zippers or bluegrass some type music.
That's cute. Mindy's a drummer, so her impeccable taste, I bet you listen to like what, like Gene Krupa, like the good drums?
Yeah.
You're a drummer.
Yes.
Nice.
We play Caravan sometimes when we play live, so Rob throws in that Krupa beat.
Rob throws in the Krupa beat at the beginning of that.
Oh, that's a good shit.
Are you guys playing soon, or have you had a show recently? Or?
We're playing Saturday with Mike Watt at the Redwood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crazy.
That's
okay.
Why they're here, because they got the epic show coming up.
We're trying to plug our show, you know. Come on this show.
We're plug it.
I always have to plug the Redwood, because I love that place. I've played there so many times. It's like my home stage.
It's conveniently close for us, so sometimes we'll take a taxi so we can drink.
Oh, yeah, last time we went there, we took the taxi, and it's pretty close.
It's so close to the train, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. I love it. We love having a backline there, because then you can just get...
What do you play, Mindy? What do you play?
She plays drums.
Oh, I play the drums.
I'm sorry, what kind of music do you play?
A lot of punk rock, or I've done some jazz and metal, and I like... Noise. I like anything with like intense drumming, like math rock.
Speaking,
like lightning bolts.
They're speaking in drummer speak right now. Yeah. They like loud noise.
No, she is. She's like, okay, as her hype man, I do it almost every episode, but she's fucking got timing and power, and loud noises and animal are like perfect adjectives to describe her.
I like to play punk rock.
If you ever find out that she's playing a show, check her out.
Be
all of you.
What's the show you been?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. What's the name of your band?
Everybody.
Dangerously Sleazy.
Dangerously Sleazy.
It's like I'm being interviewed on my show.
I know. Yeah, we turn the tables on you, woman.
We're flipping the script here.
I'll give you some info on it after the show.
Yeah. Well. We're good like that. See how slick we were? We turned the tables on you, and you're all of a sudden you're talking about yourself.
Oh, that's called, it's called the long con.
She brings me up.
I always do it. No, it's just one of those. Don't you guys have that thing? Like when you're like, because you guys are in a band, obviously, like you respect each other's talents. So don't you guys kind of, no, you all think each other sucks.
Yeah. Oh, we're our worst critics.
How long have you guys been a band?
I think we've been a band, us three, since what, 2009?
Yeah, around
there.
2009.
All right. So, yeah. You guys are in the 4 year mark. You know, that this means that it's like fight or flight. Like,
yeah,
you guys
we're in the terrible twos. Like, you know,
music style.
Terrible twos. Yeah, exactly.
And Fred and myself were in a band before that, also.
Yeah, a band called Waterhead.
Waterhead. Like, oh, skateboard, so we had some years under our belt.
Yeah, we had songs like Beer and Drugs, I Need a Hooker, a whole bunch of different crazy old punk rock, skate punk kind of shit. It was completely different. This is more traditional. We're a surf band now.
Well, it's not that traditional. We play pretty hardcore. I don't know.
True. Yeah.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Because traditional surf gets kind of sleepy, you know? It gets kind of loungy.
I actually play some Hawaiian
sounding surf.
I like playing loungy, but.
I love lounge singers and jazz.
It's funny because I've seen Dick Dale so many times.
Oh, yeah. I love Dick Dale.
But I never really played surf rock until Fred asked me, you know, to play with them.
Can you play the surf rock?
Before that, it was all like, just like freaking Angry Slayer, Rage Against the Machine, sweet. Nirvana. I love playing Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, everything, I love like all style.
Everything that was, that just gave me a chance to beat the crap out of the drums.
Yeah, he still does.
It made me happy. Getting them.
It's hard for us to
makes
play
me a, happy.
A small, quiet place because we like to make noise, man. That's the one thing. Like,
yes,
I appreciate the loungy stuff too. We do play like some '30s tunes. We'll play Caravan or Harlem Nocturne.
Oh yeah,
but we love it when we're just improvising, jamming, going balls out, and just like tearing it up. I mean, that's our main thing, I think.
Oh yeah, I love the blues too. So Led Zeppelin, you know, it's like rock and blues. Come on,
we
like to call it stage side manner. Yeah,
yeah.
To be honest with you, I feel like any drummer that can do the opening of Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin, that might mean that they're a tight drummer. But like, I want to hear the drummers that can like fall deeper into the cut and do more like obscure timing than that.
Oh,
like,
totally.
Because I love loud, and I love like when it's just a, like, but like we like saw we saw a band.
Oh, I love Primus.
Yeah. I love Primus. Yeah. I love yeah. well Primus. Love Primus, Primus sucks.
Yeah, that's your
sucks. So, but yeah, no. But like Mindy and I saw a show last like 2 weeks ago, and the girl like the drummer for this one band Lozen, like she was like,
oh yeah, we have to play that.
She was so good, but it wasn't even like, I mean she was like, you know, like totally like tight, had good timing. She was loud,
really,
but, like. Her style, too. Yeah, like it was just like you
like
stop
heavy,
right there.
Like you could see like the Melvins.
It was like nice. It was like tribal was Melvins.
Nice. I heard.
I can't even describe it.
You were at the Melvins for New Year. You were at the Alexandria.
Yep.
And it was a small room.
It was the Melvins. Yeah.
Did you go to the Melvins Light? Did you do that at the Hollywood Forever?
No, I've actually.
Did you go to that?
I had tickets and I had to freaking scalp them at the last second. Dude.
Really?
It sucked so bad.
Because I've heard of it. I heard about it, but I didn't. I mean,
it was dope. I guess the bass player was playing the whole thing on a stand up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, yeah.
I don't know how they even did that because it was so freaking loud. The feedback on that thing must have been. What did you guys think of the beer?
It's delicious.
Oh, we're drinking a home brew.
This beer is fucking good, dude.
Yeah, you guys gotta give it a name. Awesome.
Who made it?
I made that. I'm Fred. I'm up to the bass player. I made a light IPA.
It's lovely.
Brought a little bit to the studio here for the ladies.
Well, thank you.
And for Jeremy on the sound, the ones and twos over there.
Yeah, he's on the ones and twos.
How long you been brewing for?
A few years. I just switched to all grain like 2 years ago, so I've been experimenting. Do a lot of like porters and stouts. I just did one called Little Chocolate Donuts, which was like a chocolate milk stout, which was fucking amazing, dude.
I named that beer myself, actually.
You named it Little Chocolate Donuts.
We ordered pizza and showed up to Fred's house with Little Chocolate Donuts.
It was appropriate, He was standing there with a bag of Little Chocolate, and he was tasting the beer like, and he was eating a donut.
But I just love it because it's like three words that give you all of the information you need
you're going to
feel. Like, it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but like it's Little Chocolate Donuts. Yep. Like, it gives you a who, a what, and a why.
So this was a light IPA.
Very nice.
For people who don't like the mouth puckering bitterness, but like the floral, you know, the hops, the aromatic kind of side. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes down smooth. We got the homemade beer.
Dude, it's a fun hobby, and it gives you a buzz. It's like the best fucking hobby ever. I love it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, too, where you can tell who's just jumping on it because, you know, they're like, I want to start making some beer. And then they're really shitty at it, and they stop, like, after, like, a few months.
Yeah.
But then there's the people that are actually like, no, I enjoy this. I'm actually like, I get the recipe. I get the chemistry. But I used to have a neighbor that was not that way. His heart was in the right place, but he was just fucking dumb, and he wouldn't do it right. And so he'd always just have like this fermented like liquid that he'd be like, hey, I tried to make this pomegranate pumpkin ale. And you're like, I'm good, dude. That sounds like, actual poison, like
My
more poison than poison.
Rhubarb wine.
Rhubarb wine.
So there's like
wine.
A wine cellar of a bunch of different years from like the 80s and 90s. Of
oh,
rhubarb
dude,
wine.
That would get us fucked.
And it does.
Up.
And it's
would he okay, sell? Listen, would he send us one?
We'll
drink it on there.
No, I might be able to get you some someday, but
it someday
tastes, it tastes like a nice, delicious wine in your mouth, but it burns your throat like whiskey. And the drunk is something like giggly and emotional and very unique.
I want to see about that.
That's like some liquid whiskey. Salvia, is what you're saying.
Oh, something damn. Like that.
I want to try that herb whiskey that made you guys all slurry.
No, dude, you do not. You do not. She and I,
that was
like,
my brew right there, man. Yeah, that shit was hardcore.
We unraveled on air. Like, there's like documented like fucking
by the
audio.
End, like, we got two more minutes. Yeah.
At one point, the guy got that one caller that like he tells me like, well, you know, it's December, and I'm like, yeah, I know it's December. People have been telling me that, and I like got all like. I got like Frank Rizzo on him and like got really shitty for no reason. And I'm not like that as a person. Usually, like, I'm fairly nice. Like, I sound bitier than I am, but like when I'm one-on-one or talking to somebody, I've never been like, yeah, fuck face. Like, I don't flip the finger. There's not one picture of me like flipping anybody off, really. Maybe there's two. I'm not a bitch ass fucking stink poo bitch, but like I was on the air because of the
every day.
But this weed whiskey, like, it turned me into like I went beast mode.
You're
like
wasted.
I was wasted.
Imagine like the journey, the epic journey home was very intense.
Oh yeah, it really was. Like nice. Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah, because
I wants to call in though and like get yelled at by us or ask the mirror.
If anybody wants to get yelled at or talk to them,
where?
If anybody wants to talk to the Muertones,
yes,
or call us. Our number is 800-893-9562. Woo-hoo. And yes, I always have to read it every time. But let's listen to a little of their jammy jams real quick.
We're going to take a jam break.
If you guys feel like it. I mean, I kind of do, but...
Yes, I always wanted to do that.
I hate that song.
No, you don't.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, that song's great, man. I'm just kidding. Really, really good.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that I like. That's the kind of shit that makes me want to get chocolate faded on the beach. I thought you were going to say do cocaine.
Song to smoke weed too.
There you go. Like on the beach with a blunt.
Yeah,
looking at the ocean.
Yeah, that's called More Tone Surf.
That's off our EP from 2010 on Spin Out Records out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
He's from there.
No. One more swig of this.
That's actually that label. It's funny. It's the. It's basically family of what was her name? Melanie Heron, who's wife of Eddie Angel from those Straitjackets, the guitar player. So it's their label. Their Spin Out Records. Check it out.
Cool. Yeah.
Also, we got a EPK we just put out. If you look up the Muertones EPK. It's M-U-E-R-T-O-N-E-S, like Muerto, dead, the Muertones. EPK, and we just put that out today, right?
That's right.
Chocolate. Congratulations. Yeah, you guys.
Thank you.
Shit. Fucking, major fucking big business.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Big fucking business.
Yeah, check it out, everybody. It's actually on YouTube, Vimeo, it's on
MySpace. You just Google the Muertones EPK, you'll find.
Muertones EPK.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it. We're going to say it three more times during the rest of the... Not right this minute, but over...
We kind of have a Twitter now.
Yeah, we do have a Twitter. Well, we kind of have a Twitter now.
We will tomorrow.
I'll use my Facebook to post it.
So we'll post you the link so you guys can all find this awesome band.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, we're making the Twitter happen, but do any of you guys have a Twitter? Because I don't.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
More band does.
Oh, so what is it? Is it Muertones?
Yep.
Just Muertones?
Yeah, Twitter.
Oh, dope. Yeah, I tried to make one for the Hotbox today because we've been wanting to do it. And I'm kind of technologically inclined, but I'm not, I never fucking said that I was like, that I knew everything about everything. Like, I still don't know what my Facebook privacy preferences are. Like, I have no idea who can see what or what, who does what or whatever the fuck.
You don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck anyway, but I don't know. So yeah, but I tried to do the Twitter thing. I tried to get on the Twitter with Hotbox and accidentally linked it to, like, I don't know. Basically, I made it seem like it's just my thing, and it's not just my thing. There's actually three of us. It's Mary, Mindy, and Cassie.
Well, we have an email address.
But we do have an email address,
which we will soon have hooked up to the Twitter, and it's...
And we'll make a whole new Hotbox.
TheHotbox420@gmail.com. Yes. Do you want to be on our show? Do you want to send us hate mail? There you go.
TheHotbox420@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
And basically, that's all I want to talk about.
Yeah. Somebody's going to discover Fred someday. He's got a great voiceover voice.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw. I don't know if you listened to the EPK, but when we did the voiceovers, man, I just wanted to use Fred's voice for the whole thing. But you know,
did you guys go into a studio with mics and do like the voiceovers?
Yeah,
like Chato does the editing, so he has a little booth set up.
Chato does the editing.
That's all the hard work. That's pretty good.
That's cool.
It's just a microphone set up in a room in the house, and Fred came over, Rob came over, and we all did the voiceovers ourselves. So. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Fred actually does phone sex calls.
Sometimes, when I need a little cash.
I always thought it'd be funny if there was
like, wait, for real?
When I go on the track and I lose my ass at the track, you know, I need money.
At the track. You know, on the ponies.
Like, I would think it would be hilarious to work at a phone sex call center.
Dude,
I would die to do it.
I would love to do it.
They got
to
be located out here, right?
Oh, of course they are.
Like, it's fat ladies in like big pants and popcorn. I just picture the sexy voice.
I picture, do you guys remember that Beavis and Butthead episode where they call a phone sex chick and it's just a big ass bitch
in a negligee
and she's like sitting on the couch eating Pringles and they ask her to fart into the phone so they can hear her butt wins? That's like probably one of my favorite moments of my life when I first saw that. But I've always being a phone sex chick would be so fun, but it'd be so boring.
I knew a girl that did that. I knew a chick that did phone sex.
Damn.
She got paid a lot.
Yeah, I'm licking your balls.
We need to interview a phone
sex. It's completely worth it.
That's some CB4.
It's totally worth it for who? Her or the guy?
Her.
Oh, I see.
Mary, you could do it, I think.
I could, but not in this fucking economy. I'm not doing phone sex. Like, nobody calls anybody anymore. Nobody's calling anybody.
$30 a minute and you get 75% of that.
Okay, $30 a minute, but
and
what,
there's freaks
but
no, that will be on the phone with
calling.
You for 6 hours. Yeah,
no, there's still calling.
There's no way anybody's calling. There's free porn. Everyone has a smartphone. No. There's no way anybody's still doing phone.
People,
let's get a phone sex number. Oh, no, we'd have to pay for it. Never mind. I was going to say, let's call one right now.
You would make money on crazy retired people.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I think you guys are all crazy. Because that has to be the case.
Speaking of phone sex, someone's calling that wants to...
Oh, I hope it's a phone sex operator or at least...
Caller, you're on the air.
I don't know who I hope it is.
Hello?
Are you, like, naked or something?
Is this Butthead?
I would say this is Butthead.
I think this is Josh.
What are you doing?
Is that Josh?
It's Josh.
Is that Josh?
Yeah. Totally.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
he's trying to get that fat lady to talk sexy to him.
We just so happen to have a fat lady.
Are you a fat lady? Would you talk hot to me?
Do it, Mary. Pretend you're fat and talk
hot.
Wait,
but I have to be fat and hot?
You have to pretend you're fat.
Yeah, are you like fat or something?
I don't know if I'm fat, but I'm really hungry.
Oh, really? Are you like
Mary, tell me about how you would eat that cheeseburger.
Tell me about that cheeseburger.
Is it a big kahuna burger?
It wouldn't be a cheeseburger because I'm a classy lady. It would be an Arby's beef and cheese.
Ew, beef and cheddar.
Arby's.
Oh,
you must be really hungry.
You must be starving, dude.
I can just picture the juices rolling down your chin.
Oh, I'll juice. Oh,
so juicy.
I'm so hungry. I could eat at Arby's.
Oh. You gonna give me that Arby's sauce? With that horseradish?
Yeah, down on that Arby's. It sounds hot.
Horsey sauce.
It's usually pretty good. I mean, I'm usually thinking Arby's.
Hey,
you
Mary.
You sound like you're 400 pounds.
I'm comfortably in the threes, thank you.
That's hot.
It's really hot.
Mary, do you want your milkshake medium or large?
Large milkshake, french fries.
Oh, get a Jamocha shake.
Oh, yeah, Jamocha.
That sounds hot.
That's actually gone too far.
Whoa.
It's pretty hilarious.
What makes up a Jamocha shake?
Yeah, this has really gotten bad.
Well, no, I mean, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I don't tolerate nutso crazy talk in my courtroom, but I will allow it because you sound delicious. And do you have any ranch dressing? Do you? Any ranch at home? Bacon bits?
Ooh, dip it. That sounds good.
Wow.
Like a good tea bagging into a ramekin of ranch, Hidden Valley specifically.
How much would I have to pay for that?
Five.
How much would you pay?
Yeah. Five something.
Do you take EBT?
No, but you can pay us in turkey breast and bacon.
Also, I invented EBT. I'm that hungry.
Wow, deli meats. I can do that.
Yeah.
Do you have a meat slicer?
Hobart.
We would like our meat slice here.
I can get one. I know people.
Thin
you get,
as an index
you get a
card.
Meat slicer, and you come here to the Skid Row Studios
and hang up on us.
Wow.
No, you got. I think you got two callers.
We have two callers. Caller number two, talk to us. Who are you?
Who is this?
Number
is?
Two or number one?
Who is this?
Number two.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yo.
You are on the internet.
Oh, is this? Wait, was this at Surf Rock Band? Like
a yes.
Oh, you guys is real good.
Oh, thank you, man. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, man, I'm totally into surf rock and stuff. That's like my thing. Like, you listen to Satan's Pilgrims and stuff?
Yeah, man, sometimes, like, you know, we'll go surfing and we'll eat, like, cheeseburgers. And,
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what we do, man. It's, like, part of the show. It's all part of the show.
Cheeseburgers are
sexy. Oh, dude,
that's
fucking tight. You surfing guys actually, wait, so you guys at the show ride surfboards and eat cheeseburgers?
At the same time, without a net.
Damn, I gotta go to one of your shows.
Yeah, talent. Yeah.
This Saturday night, the Redwood, man, you got to show up. We're playing with Mike Watt. You know the Minutemen, right, man?
Yeah, I know Mike Watt.
It's gonna be epic.
Yeah.
That's a
Saturday
good show.
Night. Saturday night, Redwood, man. I'm telling you, come on out.
Better go.
All right, I'll be down there.
I'll try to get a good cheeseburger for the stage. I'll see what kind of stage cheeseburger I can line up for
bacon
Saturday
cheeseburger,
night.
Please.
Maybe bacon.
Oh, the Redwood got a wicked cheeseburger.
They do. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Redwood. Oh, my God. You guys are fucking just
with that mystery white sauce.
The word of the day is bacon cheeseburger. Fucking nutcases, I love you. I love all of you. You all just lost your goddamn minds over bacon cheeseburgers,
at the Redwood.
Amazing.
Redwood bacon cheeseburgers. Wow.
Never been more in love with a group of people in my life.
Well, I think we all ate 16 cheeseburgers.
Caller, I didn't get your name, man. I want to see you at the show. What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
My name is Desmond.
Desmond. I'm Freddie. Hit me up. We'll get a beer.
All right, yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do it. Fuck it. Fuck
you,
yeah.
You will.
Stay awesome, dog.
Thanks all for right, calling. Man. You thanks, stay
Desmond.
Awesome.
Thanks, Desmond.
Yeah. There it is. Beef Inc. and Arby's.
Arby's Yum. Beef and cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so hungry.
I don't think I've ever been, I don't think I've ever pretended to be like a giant person before, but I kind of want to adopt that.
Yeah. Like, get your giant tacos?
Yeah, like, be like I'm going to be a giant lady. Like, I don't even know.
I know a lot of bigger ladies that have beautiful voices.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, Aretha. I actually don't like Aretha Franklin at all. But I know that people think she can sing. She can. She's just, all of her songs annoy the fuck out of me.
You can't say, whoa. You got to say, like, when you talk about Aretha
fucking
Franklin.
Fucking Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Oh, he is a beautiful woman and he can sing.
And he would do anything for love.
He is.
But he won't do Arby's that. He would eat it. He'd buy an Arby's for love. He'd be like, wait, you like me? You're DTF?
Let's fucking eat Arby's for you. It's on.
I won't do that.
No. Most girls will eat an Arby's for you if they won't.
I'll eat at Arby's.
I'll eat at Arby's without you.
There better not be anything else around. You eating at Arby's, man. It better be a chicken sandwich or something. Fuck that beef and cheddar. That shit looks deadly, dude.
It is deadly. It's fucking not even real meat. It's probably like horse meat.
It's
I love
hot beef sandwiches.
Like Italian hot beef sandwiches?
Like the bread, the beef, the gravy, and then you dip the French fries in the gravy.
You ever heard about that?
Yeah.
That's good, too.
I love French
the bread,
fries.
The bread, the beef,
like
the
gravy. French fries. Yes.
Philippe's. What about Philippe's? You been to Philippe's?
I haven't. I'm not an L.A. native.
They say that they invented the French dip there.
Oh,
like French dip.
You should try.
You know what?
Sounds like you would enjoy it.
I live near a
like
place that could
beef.
Give them a
recipe.
Like you said right
beef.
Now, I would
they
probably say dip. Tasty.
Oh yeah, we're big guys in the band. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There's actually a controversy. Cole says that they're the first ones.
Yeah, Cole says all kinds of shit. So whatever. But they have a good bartender.
They have
at Kohl's.
A taste test.
They have Manhattans one. There. A rye Manhattan from Kohl's is the shit. I love it there.
Yeah, I will say there's one. There's that one good spot. Is it Langer's, that deli in like K-Town?
That place I've is heard pretty, of that. Like, I've never been
yeah,
there.
But it's always...
Langer's. I haven't been to Langer's.
Langer's is dope, but I tried to go there. The first time I tried to go there, it was closed. It was like a Saturday and they close early.
I was just over there.
But there's a place by where I live out in the valley called Brent's. Brent's Deli is like worth the fucking pilgrimage only because like everything there is like heartbreakingly good. Like their Reuben is like... fucking probably like 4 inches thick deep of like pastrami. Ooh, and all of their ingredients are good. No, dude, I'm not even kidding. Like, it's like 4 inches of fucking pastrami.
Man, all those
angry pastrami.
Angry. So angry.
It wants to eat you.
Every goddamn thing on their menu is bomb. Like, I've even ordered shit that I don't even particularly like. Bomb.
Nice.
Across the board.
I haven't had a good Reuben in a while. I think I'm going to get the ingredients and make a Reuben.
Or you could just...
go somewhere and have
you,
it.
Or you could just let me come bring you to the one at Brent's.
Bring me there.
Can I take you out and buy you a Reuben, please?
I'd love a Reuben date.
Oh, my God. We're going on a Reuben date.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have to hear about it.
We'll videotape it. It'll be on our...
We'll interview people at Brent's.
I'm subscribed to you guys now on the Stitcher. I saw you guys on there. So I'm a regular on Stitcher, and I saw you guys on there.
Cool.
So
I don't think I'm the one doing Stitcher.
Someone's on there. Someone signed you up for that.
I'm not. I don't even know what Stitcher is.
Well, you should be asking Stitcher what they are.
Stitcher, what gives? What is Stitcher?
I listen to a bunch of podcasts on there. Like I listen to
Isn't it? I know what it is.
It's a bitching app.
Thing.
It's like an app. app that subscribes you to all, it's like an RSS feed kind of thing.
Oh, dope. We're just on that? We're on a thing like that? I didn't even know that.
That's how I heard you guys yesterday when I was checking
this
the show.
This fucking guy.
We're all over the place. We're hotboxshow.com.
Just get that Twitter.
You're on the Twitter.
/ the Hotbox. Twitter.
Yeah. As Twitter, we're the Hotbox Show.
We're going to be on YouTube soon. Oh, yeah. Great news. We got press passes to Cannabis Cup.
Oh, so yeah, really quick. We're going to Cannabis Cup this year, and we're going to do a live broadcast
there. That's
going to
be great. I'm really looking forward to
it. We have fucking press passes at Cannabis Cup.
We're going to put together an awesome episode.
It's Skid Row Studios. We get into shit.
We're going to get into shit.
For free.
For free.
Because we're legit.
You guys are the press. You're bringing the voice of the people.
We're going to wear our Skid Row t-shirts.
Shit.
We're going to be telling everybody that we're Skid Row. We're going to be asking them questions. I'm going to be shoving a mic in their face like it's a dick. Or a ball. It's going to be fun.
We're going to be smoking weed.
Hey, I went to the Cannabis Cup last year. It was actually really cool.
I've never been. I've never been to any kind of weedery type thing ever.
And in L.A.
Nice.
Oh, dag, yo. Good name drop, Amsterdam.
I did. I dropped that name.
Amsterdam.
That's the one name to fucking drop, that's for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, so... Well, basically, we have a lot of exciting things coming up. We're doing NAMM show. Yeah. I've never been to NAMM show. I've always wanted to go. That's one convention I wish I could go to, but I don't.
Let's see if we can get into that.
Yeah, let's get press passes for NAMM show.
She's a fucking
drummer. You should be there. Wow. And you work at Bandigo.
All this gear.
Try to get it through Bandigo.
I don't know if
they wouldn't do it. I'm like screaming. I'm not excited. Sorry.
Oh my god.
We're starting to talk about
you guys. It's your turn. I want you to let us know one more time about the show, about where to find this new demo that's released today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our EPK today, if you Google or go to YouTube and hit up the Muertones EPK. That's Muertones. And we're a surf rock band out of East LA. You heard some of us today. We got a new album coming out pretty soon. You can check out our EP. Also on our site, and hit us up on the Facebook, on the Twitter, the Muertones as well. We've all got our own thing going on too. Chato's doing the editing, so check out the video. Hit him up for that. Ooh. And this Saturday with Mike Watt at the Redwood.
At the Redwood.
One of my favorite bars. One of my favorite bass players. As a bass player, I just got to say I am honored to be playing with Mike Watt. Out of one of my favorite bands.
Yes. Fucking sweet.
I have to bring it.
And we're going to represent, we're going to tear the shit out of that fucking set that night. So you come out, it'll be something special.
And we'll definitely also, you know, post all of these, you know, breaking developments as well.
Yeah, look for the link.
You got to call her.
It looks like someone called. They want to say
something
really
minute.
Quick.
Quickly
caller, now, what's quickly. Up? Who is this?
This is Daddy.
Who?
Daddy?
Who the fuck is this?
What do you want to say, dude? You got a minute.
A minute. Three.
I thought I told you never to call me your dad.
I love pastrami sandwiches.
Speaking our dirty language.
Cheeseburgers.
Pastrami. Some sauerkraut. You want some sauerkraut on that sandwich?
Yes, please.
Say it slower.
Rye bread.
Sourdough.
How old are you?
So much rye bread.
Sourdough.
No, it's always rye bread.
What's your middle name?
Don't fuck with my fantasy.
If you were going to eat a Reuben right now, how would you eat it?
With your butt.
Cut off so the sauerkraut can go down on my salami tits.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, man.
Keep going. I want
to
hear
I'm going to go fuck me a sandwich, Reuben, so I guess I'll talk to you later. Bye, Reuben.
Thank you, Reuben. You are listening to The Hot Box on SkidRowStudios.com.
We have some sandwiches to get busy with.
See you next Tuesday.
You get up, all you do is walk. Every day you get done, oh.